The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos. And you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
Goodbye, and you're Mr. Perfectly.
Today? You can say that all you want, but you're going to have to, here's the deal. If you want me to keep this under my hat and
yes.
not tell Jason when he returns,
yes.
you're going to have to do something for me.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's hear this.
What's that?
Taylor Swift doesn't need to be involved.
I don't know, maybe, when's he coming back?
Wednesday.
Maybe send me home at 8:35 every morning.
Oh.
Today and tomorrow. I get to go home. Otherwise, I'm telling Jason every time that you've said fry, yay, and mun, yay.
Oh, I'm already in trouble. My talkers have already tattled on me.
Oh, come on.
He knows that I'm going to get punched. He says, I know. He sent me a text.
I know what you've done.
I know what you did last Friday.
Well, there goes my bribe.
Yeah.
I never was any good at that anyway.
But the mun, yay thing, that's a new thing. So, but
you know
yeah.
what? I heard... Gail King and,
Oprah.
Who hosts the
oh,
morning
George?
Show?
Wait.
Michael.
With Gail.
No,
that guy with the glasses.
No, I'm
Barbara
sorry.
Barbara Walters.
Maybe it was Hoda and Jenna.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They did a whole promo for Friday, like a couple Fridays ago, and they were like, it's Friday tomorrow, and they're jumping up and down going, Friday, Friday. Oh, and I'm like,
yeah.
I need to get that audio.
Yeah, I'm onto something.
Yeah.
All right. They're doing it. We can do it, right? Okay, maybe not.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back. As you can see, Jace is not here because I would have been in big trouble.
Yes.
He'll be back Wednesday. Yes, I'm Alexis, Dawn, Kenny. So you guys know I like to spend some time on TikTok. And there's a few moments. Okay. Many, many moments where I'm going, what does that mean? There's an acronym. There's an emoji combination that I have no idea. So I'm the Chugi who's typing it in and trying to figure out what does that mean. So I thought we could do a little, I'll share my knowledge.
Oh, great. Okay.
We'll do a TikTok class. It's in session.
All right.
And let's see if you guys know this slash can guess what some of this stuff means. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You know, we're still trying to make fetch happen. So.
No, we're not.
Oh, we're not? Okay, maybe just me. All right.
Okay.
Well, so Gen Z, of course, they're using a lot of different things that, like Chuggy, describing millennials who are trying too hard to be trendy or in style. So we know about that one. How about cap or no cap?
No cap?
Yeah, when you like, I'll give you an example. It says, I'm actually going to be productive today, no cap. Or you actually got tickets to the Bad Bunny concert? You're capping.
Oh, cap.
No idea.
I mean, it's like pop a cap in somebody's.
Yeah, that's what I was
like
thinking.
A gun, all cap, no gown.
That's what I was
capital
thinking,
letters?
Yep, they just verb it. Or I guess, yeah, you can verb it or a noun. But cap is another word for lie.
Oh.
So when you say no cap, means that you aren't lying.
Okay.
Okay, so if you hear that, that's what that means.
That's replaced like no front, no frontin'.
Yeah.
Don't be frontin'.
Don't be frontin'. Yeah, there you go. Was that from the 90s?
Yeah, that's pretty old.
Yeah.
That's good, I got it.
Okay, we know what a bop is. That one's easy. How about drip?
Wait, hold on. Go back to bop.
You know what a bop is?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. What's a bop?
That's canned apricots, isn't it? No?
I didn't even think about that. No,
I
no.
Guess not.
So
hitting someone on the head?
Oh, nope. No.
Okay.
Remember that game Bop It too? That was really fun, but that's not it either. No. Oh. So here's an example. Have you heard Castaway from the Backyardigans? It's a bop.
Okay. It's a banger.
Yeah.
It means it's a hot song.
A hot song, hot album. It's really good.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
Did you, Kenny? Whoa. Bop?
It's groovy, man.
That's right. It's a groove. It's cowabunga, dude. It's radical. Yeah. Or rad. I think rad is coming back, too, which is great.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think, well, in my world.
I just want Trapper Keepers like, to come back. I saw one at a flea market this weekend.
Oh,
and I was
nice.
I want one of those.
I know. Those were great. Everything was in there. Man. Drip. What does drip mean? We're going through TikTok terms that we may or may not know.
A drip.
Wait a minute.
A drip.
That's a phrase our parents used in the 50s.
Yeah,
what a
like
drip.
What a drip. He's like a real downer, Debbie Downer type of a person.
Yeah, buzzkill. Yeah.
No. Here's an example. Hey, my dude, you have some serious drip. Drip check.
Drip check.
It's actually the opposite. It's a cool, sexy, trendy sense of style. You got some swag there. It's a new swag. Drip.
Drip?
Yep.
God, I feel like I'm 180 years
Me
old.
Me too.
I hate this game. No.
This is awful.
Do we know? I'm such a weirdo. I'm like, I want to know the origin and what it comes from.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. That I didn't go that deep into this.
No, because you just know the terms.
No, well, this one I did not know.
Okay.
I mean, I guess in the example, you can kind of maybe guess, but... I'm still on the swag train. let's see here. What does a Gen Zer mean when he or she says sheesh?
Sheesh. That's like, what sheesh. We've always been saying.
Like, oh, sheesh.
That,
like,
yeah,
oh
that's
my
like,
gosh.
Geez.
Oh, geez.
Oh, geez.
Oh, geez.
Right?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, sheesh.
No, not this time around.
Hashish.
It's sheesh. That sounds like a delicious shish kebab.
It's
hash.
Yeah, that's
kebab.
A sheesh kebab. Sheesh.
Yeah.
That's how they should package that. That'd be fun in like some beef nuggets or something.
Oh my God.
Well, they are nuggets. But
I don't think. Alexis, do you know what we're talking about?
I do.
Okay,
no, I'm thinking of like a little container that you open up and inside is another nugget.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
like a Marushka doll.
Yeah.
A
okay. Yeah. But no. Gen Zers, when they say sheesh, it's used to hype someone up when they look good or do something good. Like sheesh, you're looking great. Wow. You hype them up. It's used. The ice in my veins pose. It was made famous by D'Angelo Russell, the basketball player.
Okay.
So it's kind of describing that.
None of these words strike me as having longevity. You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
Pretty sure they're going to be gone by next year at this time, right?
Yeah, I think so. Just like this one, D-E-D, dead.
I'm dead. That means I'm laughing so hard. I'm completely shocked. I'm dead.
Ding, ding.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. Don. It's so
you
funny it almost killed you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, Gen Z. Gen Z. We know Stan, so we know that. You're a big fan of someone, mm-hmm. right? How about...
Okay, Kenny, he doesn't know Stan.
Oh, you don't know Stan if okay. you stan someone?
That's from an Eminem song mm-hmm. called Stan. No. And it's yep. about no. a super fan who just gets way over the top. And it's like a tongue-in-cheek, but kind of scary song.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Like a My Talker I know.
Yeah, there might be a few My Talkers yeah, who are like yeah. that. Yeah. Okay, what does this mean? I-Y-K-Y-K.
I-Y-K-Y-K.
We're going through TikTok terms right now that we may not know. This one I did have to look up because I thought, does that mean?
If there wasn't a Y there, I would say, I know something. But that's not it. Is the K for a no?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
The K's are no.
I-Y-K.
Mm-hmm.
You, I know you know. I, you, know you know. I, you know you know.
That's really close. If you know, you know.
Oh, if you know, if you know.
It's like an inside joke, kind mm-hmm. of like you had to be there type
right.
of thing. Yep. All right. How about if someone says simp? S-I-M-P, like pimp, but with an S.
Kind of dumb person.
Simpleton. Dumb. Yeah. Hooplehead. Moron.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. It's when someone publicly pours their heart out for someone, whether they know the person or not. Or goes above and beyond for their significant other.
Oh, come on.
What a simp. He's posting too much about his girlfriend.
Oh, I see. Or maybe going on and on about Rosé.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a simp for Rosé, Dawn.
Fan
not anymore.
Girl.
Yeah.
Fan girl.
Not so much anymore. It's wah, okay. wah. Mm. A vibe check.
We all know what that is. Next one.
Vibe check. Well, how are you feeling? Yeah. I would say, you know, but okay. Hopefully, not the plug-in kind.
Fully charged.
Get closer to the outlet. Gotta give you vibe.
The outlet. Change your batteries.
I know, but back in the olden days.
That's true.
Remember,
they did plug in.
Yes. On the Newlywed Game, they're like the vibrator.
Oh, that's remember? Right. That's a good answer.
Okay.
For back in the day. Now we're like, what does that mean? I have no idea. Yeah. All right. Now let's do some emoji stuff here because there's a few that I'm like, wait, what?
Okay. I feel like I'm going to be good at this.
So here's a trifecta of emojis. What does this mean? It's an eyeball, lips, and another eyeball.
I loved seeing you.
Ooh, okay. That's a good guess. But not so much.
You've got great eyes.
Here's an example of when you
I
use that.
I want to see you.
Me, when I saw those pictures of Jen or J-Lo and Ben Affleck, and then they have that combo.
Oh.
Whoa.
That means you're in complete shock or unsure how to respond to something.
Eye, heart, eye?
Eye, lips,
oh,
eye.
Lips.
Did I say heart?
No, you said lips.
Said lips.
You said lips.
Yep.
Okay, I don't get that, but... It's fine.
This is another one that I'm confused about because this could be any of us could do this. Remember when we used to do the semicolon and the closed parentheses as a smiley face?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there's the actual smiley face emoji. And when someone uses that on TikTok or Gen X, it's not just a smiley face.
What is it?
It's used for an awkward situation.
Oh.
So, for instance, me trying to ignore the person screaming behind me. And then you put the smiley face.
But you put it in with the semicolon and the...
No, the actual emoji smiley face.
Oh!
Yeah, maybe we should go back to just like...
Good God.
Back then, just the semicolon.
Eye roll. Just go with the... you know what? This just... I'm so old. All of this makes me angry.
When are you going to get...
What's that?
When are you going to get to the eggplant?
Oh, the eggplant still means the eggplant, okay. Dawn.
That's all I want to know.
Next to the
just
taco.
To make sure.
We know what that means.
Oh, my God.
The donuts.
They go together so well.
They do. It's a great combo. Yep. Or two eggplants, you know, or two donuts. Yeah, right. Sure. Okay, last but not least, or you're right. There's so many different combos.
What did you say, Kenny?
You said or three.
Make yourself useful.
Yeah. Two donuts and an eggplant. Make yourself useful.
Okay, one last emoji combo. What does this mean when you see this on TikTok or Gen X or Zers use it? It's a square. Okay. And then the emoji with the fingers where you're doing like the hey with like the like a gun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So thumbs up, pointer fingers out, pointing toward each other.
Uh-huh. That means pull your parachute if you're in the air and your jump master tells you to.
Oh, that's a parachute sign language sign?
That's what I know it is.
Oh, nice.
Pull that parachute.
That is good to know.
Yeah.
When you're up in the air feeling like you're about to die anyway.
Yeah, like pull.
Oh.
Okay, but this is a square.
So this is a square.
A gun.
And then a gun, and then two fingers pointing toward each other, but in the gun. It means that you're feeling shy when complimenting someone or asking for something. Sounds exhausting.
All of these emotions they have.
So much.
Complicated, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, there's your TikTok class, everybody.
Thank you, Alexis. That was really weird.
Completely in the dark. You're welcome. It gets weirder because we've got the Dirt Alert next.
Yeah.
Warning. Here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude.
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Jace is off today. Lex, Dawn, Kenny, and of course Elizabeth Reese with the Dirt Alert. Hey, Elizabeth.
Well, good morning, you guys.
Morning.
Nice to be with you on this fine Monday. It's a big baby news happened over the weekend, in case you checked out and maybe silenced your social media. Good job for you if you did that. Yes. So I'll fill you in. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle had their new baby girl. So they've got Archie, and then they have their new daughter named Lilibet. They're going to call her Lily. Love now, this is an interesting name choice. Her name is Lilibet Diana, and of course, Diana in honor of Harry's mom. Mm-hmm. I don't think people are very surprised by that, and I think it's a wonderful gesture. And then Lilibet is a nickname that the Queen's like very closest inner circle uses for her. So it's like her mom, her sister, like very close people call her that. And so,
yeah, she signed her letter too to Prince Philip when he died.
Yes,
Lilibet,
and that's what he would call her too.
Yeah.
No one has ever called me Lilibet.
That's what we're going to start doing.
I think you might need to. I have so many nicknames. It's like Liz, Lizzie, Libby. Libby's a big one with my family and friends. And then Steve took it on. So he almost, and then sometimes he calls me Betty on the air just because that's an option too.
Yeah, that is an option.
When your name is Elizabeth, you could have any number of nicknames.
Yes. Like E? Because I've heard people call me E.
I think E is great. Yeah.
Okay.
Our office manager, Tracy, always calls me EB.
Oh, cute.
I don't know.
We're calling you Lilybet during the dirt alert now. From good. Now on, okay?
Lilybet, Reese, yeah. Here to deliver the dirt.
Yeah.
But now some royal experts are saying that that name choice is rude towards the queen. That these Brits cannot give Harry and Meghan a break.
Come on.
There's a royal expert on CBS This Morning talking about it, and then someone else was talking about it in Page Six, saying the decision was a bad idea because it was a private nickname. It's quite rude. It was a private nickname from her husband, who hasn't been dead for very long. And Prince Charles would never dream of calling his mother Lilybet. Well, yeah, he would call her mom.
Right.
She would on the crown.
Right. She would call herself Lilybet when she was too young to be able to pronounce her own name, Elizabeth, which is a real mouthful for a tiny person. Just why?
For a little one to say Lilybet.
So then she would say Lilybet. And so then her parents and grandparents took up the nickname.
Oh, cute.
And then her close family and then her husband would call her that. And then that's what Meghan and Harry decided to name their daughter.
Do you think they consulted her before they named?
I bet they probably did.
And so, I bet she thinks it's very sweet.
I think she
so
does,
calm
too.
Calm down, people.
I hope the queen squashes this immediately.
Right.
She probably won't. But they don't speak out about stuff, you know?
That's
the whole thing with them.
I mean, even clearing up that whole thing with Kate and the argument that they had before, Kate could easily just say, I made her cry.
Yeah.
And then we'd move on.
Isn't it okay to just admit that you made a mistake? Or that, I mean, hasn't every single person not treated someone well? I mean, look at Kenny. He survived. And kidding, Kenny. Do you think it's funny that we still announce that we still say baby's weights? I just had like this moment today when the baby's weight, 7 pounds, 11 ounces, was blasted in full letters all over the national news. And I thought, I mean, I do it with my kids. Every child that's been born, I've been like, this is the baby's name. And then this is how big it was.
We always do that.
And then if there's some sort of judgment, like if it's in the 6 pound range, it's like, oh, okay, that was close. If it's the 7 pound range, then it feels totally appropriate. If you start to get 8 pounds and above, then it's like, oh my gosh, you had a giant baby. Like, so why do we need to share the baby's weight to even get this type of reaction from people?
This is very progressive of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, because then you start thinking about whether or not it hurt. And you start thinking about the place it came from.
For sure.
And it's like, stop thinking about my vagina.
That's exactly
where it goes. Thank you for saying what I was too ashamed to say myself.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's what you think about, huh?
Yeah, you think about, whoa.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I guess the ouchie, right.
So, like, why are we still broadcasting the baby's weight?
I say we stop it, Lilybet.
Thank you. Since I became referred to as Lilybet, I have become wildly just, you know, self-aware, and I'm practically an apostle.
Apostle Lilybet. Yes.
Please refer to me as Apostle Lilybet henceforth. Goodbye.
Well, Lilybet, we love you. And you can see Elizabeth on Twin Cities Live today, Channel 5, 3 p.m. Or check out our podcast, Best to the Nest, at MindTalk1071.com. When we come back, supersonic jets and super fast. What's that? We'll tell you next. Without you. Happy Pride Month, everyone. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. I'm Alexis Thompson, Don McClain, Kenny, all with you this morning. Jason's back on Wednesday. And yes, Pride is back. You can join My Talk and Miss Shannon at the Mass Queerade event Thursday, June 17th, 5 to 9 p.m. Get tickets to live events at both Granada Theater in Minneapolis and Amsterdam Bar and Grill in St. Paul. Plus, there's a virtual ticket option as well. TCPride.org is where you can get tickets.
Awesome.
Pretty cool. They're going to set up the festival and get all at Loring Park and get for Pride weekend. So that's pretty fun.
That's great.
This will be something, right?
Yes. Yeah. And hopefully next year we'll be back to doing the parade.
Yes.
And everything like that.
The whole thing. Oh, gosh, that's such a fun day, isn't it?
It really is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is a fun day, too, because we're talking about supersonic jets.
Yes. And I have some questions for Kenny with this.
Oh.
So United Airlines just bought 15 ultra-fast planes from a startup in Denver called Boom Supersonic. These jets can fly between New York and London in 3.5 hours.
Wow.
Right.
That cuts it more than half.
Yeah. So if you want to go, I mean, think about that. You could go to Paris in probably, I don't know, 5 hours, something like that.
Whoa, are you dizzy and discombobulated?
I don't know.
Do you have like jet lag?
They're also planning on buying actually before like 2029, something like 30 more. So it's a really historic moment. It's the first true order of supersonic planes since the 1970s. So
it's the Concorde.
The Concorde, yes.
What does that mean, supersonic?
That means it goes super fast. So why, do you know, Kenny, why they stopped making the Concorde?
Yeah, they started having issues.
Okay.
And they were dangerous. And didn't one crash, actually?
Oh, that can
be a problem. And they, if I remember right, they freaked out and stopped using them.
Okay.
But the fastest flight with the Concorde was 2 hours, 52 minutes.
Okay, you're right. It says here in this article that I didn't read all of, a fatal 2000 crash outside of Paris killed 113 people. And the average ticket price was about $12,000.
Whoa.
So,
United is paying $3 billion for 15 of these jets.
Right.
I mean, supersonic means faster than sound. So that's when you hear the sound, sonic boom. We used to hear sonic booms all the time in the 70s, and then they outlawed, or they told the military, no more breaking the sound barrier over the continental United States.
Oh.
So then I think the last time we heard... and I'm probably going to get corrected, but I think we might have heard a few on the day of 9/11.
Yeah.
I think that was probably the last time.
Right.
Wow. Right. Would you guys
It used to be an occurrence. It happened all the time. You'd just be da-da-da-da-da-da-da, boom!
Right.
And it's like, what the bleep was that?
Yeah, I've heard about it, but never experienced it myself, probably because I was... in a small Midwest town.
Yeah.
Well, so was I. But I think they were probably done doing them by the time you were old enough to, you know. Yeah.
All right.
What was your question, Lex?
Whoa, I'm just thinking about the reality of that, how that would feel on this plane. Is the takeoff normal and it's just you're just zipping through it quick? I don't know. But part of flying for me is just the downtime to sit there and enjoy my gingy.
Oh, God.
Versus
what is wrong with you?
Do some knitting, have some me time up in the air.
Take those few hours.
I want to get there as fast as possible.
Oh, yes, okay. Absolutely. And this would do it.
And I would love to do it.
I wonder what it looks like
inside.
Don't
you think the fact that they're buying so many of them, don't you think that means they want to keep the price of the tickets lower?
I would hope so.
There were only a few Concords going back and forth. I don't think there was a whole fleet of them.
Yeah, it said, like I said, the ticket price for that was like $12,000. So I hope they don't make it just for first class people to be able to do it.
Oh, yeah. Make it affordable. Come on.
But not too affordable so that we keep the riffraff off. I'll pay a little bit more.
Storage people, steering.
I mean, think about that. You could, in one day, fly to London and back.
That's no problem.
You could go have lunch there and just fly back.
Yeah. Have a little date. Meet a sweet honey. 60,000
feet. Wouldn't it be nice if
they
had a smoking section on them too?
There might be a few smoking ones. Yeah. I mean, for you, I would die in there, but you'd be fine. 60,000 feet is their cruising altitude.
Oh, okay.
So that does make sense, I guess, if you're going higher and faster and breaking the sound barrier. Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm so old. You know, the sonic booms I heard? Pre-1973. That's when the FAA banned them.
Oh, I wasn't born.
Oh, my God. I'm so old. Oh, Jesus.
It's okay. Just, you know, you need to just maybe write a journal about all of your old man experiences. Like, one time I heard sonic boom.
His memoir. And this happened.
God, Dawn, that's so hurtful.
I know. Oh, I just thought
I'd
say it.
Cry.
That's one time I heard a sonic boom.
Yeah, that's the title of it.
Then it's I went back to plow in the field with my horse.
Turning some butter, I helped mama. It's shaking, baking, I helped. For real.
Oh, so would you take one of these flights?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, sure, I would try it. I'm just, the speed, would it feel like you're on a roller coaster the whole time?
I don't know. I mean, it's pressurized, of course, so you're not going to feel anything weird. And you don't feel it when you're up there, however fast a plane goes, up at 30,000 feet or...
Right, or 60, like these ones. Yeah, let's try it. I mean, I environmentally, it sounds like it's better, too.
Mm.
So
flying to Hawaii, flying to Maui is the reason why I've never gone to Europe. It takes forever, ever to get to Maui.
Yes.
And I can't face that kind of flight over
the
ocean.
New Zealand.
That's got to be the worst.
I've done that one, yep.
You did?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not,
that's
it's
like
full
4
day.
Days in the air.
Yeah, full day.
Is that when you went to the Galapagos?
No, that was before with my sister. The Galapagos, we went to Quinto, Ecuador.
Oh, okay.
And that was a long flight, too. But New Zealand, Australia, that one's just, whew. I mean, you get multiple meals on that trip as you're going. Now, if it's a supersonic jet, it will be much faster, of course. But that flight, whew. Or even going to Tokyo, that's another one, too, that it looks like, I just saw it, and I'm scrolling, it takes like 5 or 6 hours, which is great.
Oh, my gosh. Because normally you're changing planes, and it's 30 hours or whatever.
Oh, right. And these are direct flights, too.
Right.
Oh, even better.
These are going to be expensive, I have a feeling.
I think so, especially if they're investing $3 billion.
Yeah.
88 people can fly on one, so it's business class cabin. So it's single row.
Oh.
I thought you'd be sitting with your back against like the windows and facing each other.
Oh.
Oh, no, we don't want to do that.
Have you seen a picture of what it looks like?
Yeah, it looks like
a very skinny hornet.
Yes.
Like with a big stinger on it. Yeah.
Versus an ostrich. Yeah, it's just like a little skinny bullet going through. But, ooh, all right. Well, we'll see. We'll see when this comes out if we'll go.
It looks a lot like the old Concorde, except the nose isn't bent down.
Oh. Yeah, this is just a pointy one.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's like a dart. Cool.
It does look like a dart.
Oh, I love it. Okay, well, hopefully this startup and United made the right choice. We'll all be supersonic flying all over the place. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, got to tell you about the Cat Video Festival. It's happening at CHS Field. It's back Thursday, August 12th, presented by First Equity. You can submit your cat videos right now, and tickets go on sale July 8th. MyTalk1071.com, keyword cat. Pretty cool that we'll all be live and doing that. Hopefully,
I think it'll be packed this year because people have been wanting to do things, you know. And
yes, and you can bring your family.
Right.
Get America's Home Videos. And of course, if you also have your own... Or America's Funniest Videos. Home videos might be something different. America's Funniest Videos with the cats. So submit your... Oh, I'm checking myself before you guys do.
I'm just like,
okay. One of my favorite shows has jumped the shark.
Oh, has it?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why next. It's Monday. Good morning, everybody. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. I'm Alexis Dawn. Kenny, Jace is off today. He will be back on Wednesday. And tomorrow, Matt Belanger from KSTP Channel 5 will be hanging out with us.
That's cool.
He already asked me how I feel about hostas.
Hostas?
Hostas. You know the hardy plant, the perennial that comes up every year? It looks like a cabbage patch head.
Oh, sure.
Like a cabbage doll or cabbage.
Is he going to give you one, as a gift? Or?
I'm not sure. He just said, do you have strong feelings about that? And I was like, well, I can.
Oh my God.
They grow like weeds.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you just throw it at the ground. You'll have a million of them by the end of the summer.
Oh, so it's good for people who aren't good at growing plants.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. It's like, the wildflower, you could just also just like put those seeds in and just let it grow.
Really,
perennial.
Don't have to water them either. They just grow. Stupid things.
Speaking of that, really quickly, I bought some at a really cool crafty makers type store.
Yeah,
I bought a couple of cards that the envelope and what it was printed on is made from wildflower seeds. And so you just put it in the ground and it'll grow flowers after you read your card.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Would you do that if someone sent it to you?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Why not try?
What kind of seeds, Dawn?
Wildflower seeds.
Wildflower.
Oh, well, it's not like a pot card. It's like a marijuana card.
They should make,
from Amsterdam.
They should make those. Anyone?
Oh, my God. Write it down. I've got to write it down in my list of ideas.
Yeah, write it down.
Grape
weed cards.
Sativa.
Oh, my God.
Great sativa greetings. Oh, okay. There you. Yeah, there's another idea. Let's do it. Oh, yes. So, yeah, that, looking forward to that tomorrow. And, yeah, also, I didn't know you hit all these, like, flea markets and cool shops while you were on your trip.
I got some stuff.
Yeah. Lots of good stuff. Okay.
Yeah, maybe I'll talk about that tomorrow. Things I saw.
The Johnson Motors.
And then, like, some banners from Earth 2 that you could purchase.
Oh. Oh, now I'm listening. Anything from Earth 3?
Nothing from Earth 3. Definitely Earth 2.
Earth 2 stuff.
Yeah, Earth 2 isn't weird enough for me. I like Earth 3. That's the one where we bury semi-trailers in the dirt because that's where we're going to end up living.
That's right. Yeah. That's our little house in there, Cloverfield. Yeah. Yes.
Well, Oreos they're planning for the alien invasion as well. They have the double-stuffed Oreo. They're doing single packs. They already sold out, but they did some crop art on a Kansas farm with the Oreo, and then they also sold these double-stuffed Oreo single package so that you can give to aliens if you run into them.
Oh, my gosh.
So what Earth is that?
It's Mars 1.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's another planet.
Yeah.
All right, well, here we go. Let's jump the shark and see what it is.
Fire up the boat. I'm jumping the shark.
It's not as good as it used to be.
Things have gotten worse, not better.
What happened to you?
Jump the shark.
It was Dumpamundo.
Dumpamundo, my favorite show, Law & Order SVU. It pains me to even say this, but I'm feeling like they're jumping the shark.
Really?
Yes. Okay. So that, of course, Mariska Hargitay Benson, she is the star of the show. Christopher Maloney, who was Stabler, left the show years ago, but he's back in his own Law & Order spinoff called Organized Crime.
Oh!
Okay.
Okay, I thought that they were going to be back together.
They have kind of in these crossover shows for the two shows. Now, they're going to start on the same day, and they've both been renewed, so that's great. All good news on that front. But I'm reading headlines about it, and they're saying that the best episodes were the crossover episodes. So I'm thinking, why not?
Just make it one show.
Just make it one show and make a two-hour show every week.
Yeah, I think people would watch it.
Yes, because now they're saying we're planning more crossovers for next season, which people absolutely love. They say that it's going to be great because they have, look, it all boils down to money. I do know this. They can double dip, basically, is what they're doing. Okay. So why not just own it and just do a big double dip for 2 hours? So then hopefully the same amount of money would still filter through the show. And they have such great chemistry together. That's what we all wanted to see in the first place.
It has to be not happening because of contracts of some sort.
Yeah. I wonder if he came back and said, look, I'm a bigger star than I was.
And I'll do one show.
Give me my show.
And if you want me to do two shows or 2 hours of filming, then you're going to have to double my salary.
Oh, right. Because, okay, I didn't think about that.
This is just word on the street, but people don't like to do two shows in a row and not be paid for the second one.
Right. What are you talking about? What are you two talking about?
We're not talking at all.
No, yeah. No, of course. Yeah, these crossover shows, that's how they get away with it.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Now, it's in the same universe.
It is.
So it's in the same set in the same city because it's been, I honestly couldn't tell you what city it's set in.
Okay,
it's,
well, what, New York is SVU, and then so here's the deal. I love this show, but I don't watch it in real time. I watch it later on demand because I want to binge, and I'm not quite to some of these crossover shows yet,
so I'm not
sure how the crossover happen and that type of thing, but I know they're very popular. A lot of people like them. So,
how did they have him leave the show? What was the reason?
Like, oh gosh,
ooh, that's a
no. That's a good one. He did he take another job? Stabler.
Stabler? Was that his name?
Stabler, yep.
Was he the more stable one in the relationship? Or stabilizer?
Did he get caught doing something?
No, he actually left because it was contract negotiations, but it wasn't creative reasons. He also was offered all of these other projects, and he wanted the time to do that.
Okay.
But I can't think of the character and how that happened.
Okay, well, that was
But he was basically just written off. No, yeah. But not dead, obviously, because he's back.
Right. then it's a whole nother show that I'm interested in.
Gosh, I'm sorry.
Dead detective.
I'm like just drawing a blank right now. Oh, they were investigating the murder of a rape victim who was shot to death in front of her teenage daughter. Oh, this is great to end it this way. Stabler good shoots morning. Her and then she bleeds out on the floor. No.
Oh my God.
Okay,
oh,
anyway, so he left her for that. Okay.
Anyway, more on that tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll give you all the deets tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.
Yes.
You be you.
Yes.
And we'll see you tomorrow. We love you. Oh, Donna and Steve up next.
Yeah.